We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The government shutdown contributing to thousands of flight delays on Tuesday as air traffic controllers work without pay, some of them calling out sick. Other federal workers are simply not working at all and not drawing a paycheck.
Air traffic controllers are exempt from being furloughed during a shutdown, but some 750,000 federal workers are currently out of work. Now, President Trump suggesting not all federal workers on furlough are entitled to receive back pay once the government reopens, even though that is the law.
ABC's Victor Okendo. Six former surgeons general have penned a letter telling the public they have no faith in Health Secretary Robert Kennedy's vaccine policies. Attorney General Pam Bondi repeatedly deflecting questions during a Senate hearing that came on the heels of the indictment of former FBI Director James Comey amid questions about the politicization of the Justice Department. Nobel Prize in Chemistry was handed out today. This is ABC News. Former New York Jets quarterback Mark Sanchez continues to recover from stab wounds he got after allegedly attacking a truck driver outside a hotel in Indianapolis. Prosecutor Ryan Mears says they're thinking of charging Sanchez with felonies, depending on the seriousness of the truck driver's long-term injuries.
The allegations are that we're arguing over where a truck should park or not. And at best, that should be a disagreement between two people. We shouldn't be taking two people to the hospital.
Those hundreds of hikers who got stranded on Mount Everest amid a freak blizzard this week have now been rescued. Raitan Jengbu Sherpa helped get them down and says if they'd had more training, it probably wouldn't have happened.
They're all newcomers, and then basically they don't have the exact experience what it's like to be, what's the weather, if the weather condition is harsh.
Nearly 600 hikers and 300 guides, yak herders, and cooks were all trapped. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COOL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Tad Allen. Wisconsin's Attorney General won't be running for governor. Democrat Josh Call's Tuesday announcement that he'll seek a third term as AG ends weeks of speculation he might get into the race to succeed Democratic Governor Tony Evers, who's not running again. As the federal government shutdown continues, Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says Democrats aren't backing down in their demands. Baldwin says hundreds of thousands of Americans will be unable to keep their health care if tax credits are allowed to expire. Baldwin calls that a crisis. And the Department of Natural Resources says an invasive grass is spreading through Wisconsin. Japanese stilt grass was originally spotted in the Cooley Experimental Forest near La Crosse in 2020. The grass has a wide root system that can upset local native species and crowd out the flora of forests. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Want to go hunting but not sure how to get started? The Wisconsin DNR has you covered. Before you buy that blaze orange, visit dnr.wi.gov. You'll find everything you need to get started with Wisconsin's other favorite fall sport, including hands-on hunting classes, license info, and more. Go wild in Wisconsin and join the hunt today at dnr.wi.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin DNR.
At AdventHealth, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be sunny today with a high in the upper 50s to low 60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. There could be a few spots that get a little frost, especially further north, but lows generally mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-60s. If your bathroom needs a remodel, do it upright. Interest and payment-free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Trio Williams lived down a dirt road. Homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to treat her right. He said, I got what you need, son, as we stepped down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. You were sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You slid over there close as we drove down to the lake road. The sun fading that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. Look, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those times. It gets sweeter with time. You're still with me, and we've made some memories. After all these years, there's one thing say good love. Well, it's like a fine wine. It keeps getting better as the days go by. But there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. There might be a little dust on the bottom,
Thank you, girl, for teaching me brand new ways to be cruel. If I can find my mind now, I guess I'll just leave.
The country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Eddie Rabbit driving my life away here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnekins. We have temperatures in the 30s, some areas of frost as well across the region. Another warming trend on the way, and we'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, Riley Smith is in our newsmaker segment. Because of the government shutdown, agriculture markets are flying blind. Riley will have more on that here coming up this hour. Well, with the very, very nice weather that we've been having, the harvest does continue. Boy, I've been seeing a lot of soybeans starting to come off. High moisture corn, been getting some phone calls on that as well, coming off. A lot of silage coming off the fields as well. Please, please, please make sure you're careful out there, not only harvesting. We've even had reports of combine fires, so please, no more fires, please. Thank you. And, of course, if we're on the roads, remember, you are not allowed to pass farm equipment in a no-passing zone. Thank you very much. Just sit back, enjoy the view of all of the different colors of the trees. So drive with extra caution, and farmers, make sure all of the lights on the equipment are working. You have the slow-moving vehicle signs are easily seen, that sort of thing, as harvest really, really getting underway here over the last few weeks, and it will continue here in western Wisconsin. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services. Farmers, it's harvest time, and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa also has filters with low prices throughout the entire year and has specialty tools for your equipment. Keep your equipment working throughout the harvest with Napa Know-How from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for Ask the Vets with Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek. Ryan, as we head into seasonal changes and old man winter, that's the question. A good reminder, how do we care for our calves during these winter months?
Yeah, looking at calves, thinking about cold weather from a calorie balance is something that's always important to do as the seasons change and the weather gets colder. And I always like to explain that I think about calories as a form of currency. And so people pay bills with money, and calves pay bills with calories. And the bills that calves have to pay are the heat bill, and that maintains their body temperature, their core body temperature, and that takes calories. And then they have to pay the immune system. Those are the little warriors that are out fighting off infection every day, hundreds and thousands and millions of them, white blood cells and things floating around the bloodstream fighting off infection, and they all have to be paid with calories. In fact, the immune system is one of the largest calorie utilizers in the body. People don't think about that, but it is. And then, of course, growth takes calories, and so doing everything we can to help it keep that calorie balance as a positive. So you can think about calves' heat bill. Just like our heat bill gets more expensive in the winter because we have to burn more to stay warm, calves have to burn more calories to stay warm. And so if calves have a fixed amount of calories that they're eating every day and have to send more of those calories to pay the heat bill to keep their core temperature where it needs to be, then by definition they have less calories to do other things like pay the immune system to keep themselves healthy or divert calories to growth. With calves that are not maintaining a good calorie balance in the winter, growth rates decrease and illness events, whether it's scours or respiratory or whatever, will typically increase. And that's because of this kind of like a negative calorie balance thing where so many calories are going to pay the heat bill to keep that body temperature up. And so a couple things we can do to make that calorie balance better, obviously bedding with long stem straws, is that takes a little thermal stress off the calf. I kind of liken it to like crawling under the covers at night when you go to bed. And if it can't do that, then that would be like you going to bed, but you don't crawl under your sheets and stay warm. You just lay on top of your sheets, and that would be cold. And so bedding, you know, maybe 3-4 times a week instead of 2 or 3 times a week keeps that bedding loftier. And a good number to use would be 25 pounds of dry lofty straw per 1,000 pounds of calf every day. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to bet every day, but you can use that to calculate if you got 10 calves and they each weigh 100 pounds, that's 1,000 pounds. So you should be going through about 25 pounds of straw a day, or 50 pounds if you do it every other day. So some simple math can help us keep on track on the betting there. Another thing you can do to help the calorie balance is you can put calf jackets on. Typical rule of thumb is when the daytime high and the nighttime low added together are less than 90, then you should put jackets on. So, for example, the daytime high is 40, the nighttime low is 30, the add together is 70, 70 is less than 90, there should be calf jackets on. So typically when the days are 50 and the nights are 40, usually about when we start to put them on. Another thing you can do is feed more calories, and that's best done by feeding more volume. So if you're feeding whole milk, there's really not a whole lot of choice you're going to have. You just increase the volume. Some people add a balancer for a little extra nutrition. Another option is if you're feeding milk replacer, some people might be tempted to just add more powder, right? The calories are in the powder, and feed the same volume, but you have to be very careful when you do that, because if the total solids get too much or the milk becomes too rich, it can cause tremendous amounts of nutritional diarrhea for calves, and they can actually get very sick and die from that. It can also increase the risk of things like clostridial bloat. So generally speaking, my advice is don't change the mix, just increase the volume fed. If you are going to change the mix, I would not push your total solids percentage more than 13. In fact, there's a lot of companies out there that recommend 13% total solids. I just think it's too high. My own personal limit is like 12.5. I think it's a safe realm. And then if you still want more nutrition, you can just always feed that percentage mix with more volume. So just a few things, the bedding, the jacket, increased calories, all of these things are designed to kind of stack the deck in that calf's favor and put more calorie balance towards being available for things like immune system and growth. And you'll see a difference. You definitely see a difference in those calves when they have adequate calories in the cold weather. Just on the flip side, though, during the summer, as weird as it sounds, they actually have to burn more calories to cool themselves. So it's not just a winter-only thing. But nonetheless, we got 6 months before we have to worry about that.
Thank you, Ryan. That's Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County Auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said, go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll be your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Going about a mile a minute, he was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm
second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. He said, I'll love you till I die. She told him, you'll forget in time. As the years went slowly by, she still preyed upon his mind. He kept her picture on his wall. Went half crazy now and then, but he still loved her through it all, hoping she'd come back again. Kept some letters by his bed, dated 1962. He had underlined in red every single I love you. I went to see him just today. Oh, but I didn't see no tears. All dressed up to go away. First time I'd seen him smile in years. He stopped loving her today. It placed a wreath upon his door, and soon they'll carry him away. Stop loving her today. You know, she came to see him one last time. Oh, and we all wondered if she were. And it kept running through my mind. This time, he's over her for good. He stopped loving her today. It placed a wreath upon his door, and soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her today.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. George Jones, and he stopped loving her today here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 32 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, November milk steady at 1689. December not traded, still at 1704. January down 2 to 1684. February milk also not traded overnight at 1691. Cheese markets yesterday were lower. Barrels down 3 to 174. 40-pound blocks down 1.5 to 173.5. Sixth trade of block on the day. Cash butter down 2.75 to 166.75. 22 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 1 to 115. 2 trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 63 even and 10 trades on the day. Cattle and hogs are both called mixed today. Traders did remain aggressive buyers in cattle futures near the high in live cattle and new contract highs in deferred feeder cattle contracts yesterday. They did see some strength in some of the beef cutout values. Traders also believe that maybe the holiday increase of beef demand is starting to kick in. Hog traders didn't like what they saw in pork cutouts and the lack of aggressiveness with the packers. They bid the market slower yesterday.
But again, mixed opens are expected for cattle and hogs today. October live cattle opens today at 233.10, December 237.72, February 240.72. October feeder cattle open at 365.50, November 364.25, January at 359. October hogs open the day at 97.85, December 86.17, February at 88.27. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn, soybeans, and wheat all relatively flat this morning. They're all awaiting the news for any type of new farm aid package. And so the trade pretty quiet on the grain side this morning. December corn steady at 419 and three quarters. March down three quarters to 435 and a half. May down one to 444 and a quarter. New crop 26 steady at 458. November beans up two to 1024, January up 1 to 1040, March up 3 quarters to 1053 and 3 quarters, while new crop 26 up 1 and a quarter to 1069 and 3 quarters. December soybean meal down 70 cents to 276.20, while December soybean oil up 42 cents to 51.46. Chicago wheat, December down 1 to 505 and 3 quarters. March down 1.5 to 523 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat, December and March both down a quarter. December at 551 and 3 quarters. March at 571 and a quarter. Meanwhile, energy markets this morning, November crude oil up 87 cents to 62.60. December up 79 cents to 62.11. And November and December gas both up 2 cents. November at 191, December at 186. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Farmers, thinking about doing cover crops? Christina Olson is pleased to announce cover crop and forage planting services this fall. Adding a living root onto your valued land can improve soil health, build organic matter, residue management, control soil erosion, boost crop yields, as well as increase residue to help combat white mold in soybeans. Call Christina Olson at 715-495-6104 for your cover crop needs while improving your farm's bottom line. Find her on Facebook at Christina's Cover Crops, offering winter wheat, rye, and triticale.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Alcivia Co-op. Local markets from Tuesday at Alcivia Durand. Cash corn 360, December 365, January 366, and new crop of 26, 398. Cash beans 922, December 929, January 934, new crop 26, 959. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash and November corn at 369 and three quarters, December 374 and three quarters, January 392 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride, Arcadia, cash corn 376, November 365, December 373. Synergy Co-op, Elk Mound, cash corn 364, cash beans 937. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 365, new crop 26, 408, cash beans 927, new crop 26, 978. At Red Wing Grains, cash and November corn 375, April 415, new crop 26, 413, cash and November beans 940, April 1019, new crop 26, 1008. Meyer Brothers Grain, Elk Mound, cash corn 366, December 370, cash beans 940, December 949. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 222 to 237, Holstein fed cattle 197 to 219, market cows 111 to 165, bulls 168 to 207, calves 500 to 1700, beef steers 231 to 600, Holstein steers 202 to 850. Sheep markets, light lambs 250 and down, market lambs 230 and down, ewes 95 and down, rams 97 and down, goat markets, does 220 and down, bucks 250 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers, 222 to 232.50. Finished beef heifers, 222 to 231.50. Finished dairy steers, 210 to 221.50. Market cows, 120 to 144. Market bulls, 170 to 200. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SAVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SAVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SAVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Real Country, Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
There's a story that my daddy tells religiously, like clockwork every time he sees an opening in a conversation about the way things used to be. I just roll my eyes and make a beeline for the door, but I'd always end up starry-eyed, cross-legged on the floor, hanging on to every word. Man, the things I heard. It was harder times and longer days, 5 miles of school uphill both ways. We were cane switch raised, a dirt floor poor. Of course, that was back before the war. Yeah, your uncle and I made quite a pair, flying F-15s through hostile air. He went down, but they missed me by hair. He'd always stop right there and say,
that's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. That's a chin held high, a tear fall down, a gut sucked in, a chest stuck out like a small town flag a-flying, or a newborn baby crying.
Son, graduating college, that was mama's dream. But I was on my way to anywhere else when I turned 18. Cause when you got a fast car, you think you got everything. I learned quick those GTOs don't run on faith. And I ended up broken down in some town north of L.A. For minimum wage. Well, I fell in love, next thing I know, babies came, the car got slow. Sure do miss that old hot rod. Sure save gas and them foreign jobs. Dad, I wonder if I ever let you down, if you're ashamed how I turned out. Well, he lowered his voice, then he raised his brow. Said, let me tell you right now.
That's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. You don't need to make a million. Just be thankful to be working. If you're doing what you're able and putting food there on the table and providing for the family that you love, that's something to be proud of. And if all you ever really do is the best you can.
work that way. You never would listen.
And support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country 1430 WRDN.
My guitar and said, what do you do? I said, I sing for a living, country music mixed with a little rock and a little blues. He said, I'm sorry, but I've never been crazy about that twang and trains and hillbilly thing. Whatever made you want to sing stuff like that? I just looked at him and laughed and said, 'cause there's songs about me and who I am. Songs about loving and living and good-hearted women, family and God. Yeah, they're all just songs about me. Songs about me. So I offered him tickets. I said, you'll see what I mean if you show up tonight. He said, I doubt you'll change my opinion. I'll be kind of busy, but hey, man, I'll try. Then later on when we finished our songs about scars and cars and broken hearts, I saw him He was standing there right next to the stage, and he shouted, "Man, you were right. It was like you sang those songs about me and who I am. Songs about loving and living and good-hearted women, family and God. Yeah, they're all just songs about me. Songs about me." Till I hear the whole world saying those are songs about me and who I am. Songs about loving and living and good-hearted women, family and God. Yeah, they're all just songs about me.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins. Well, agriculture markets continue to operate with blinders on. Riley Smith has more.
With the government shutdown in full effect, there won't be any export sales reports until Congress can pass a budget resolution. However, we can still look at the estimates this week for a rough idea of what the sales might look like. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride talked about this week's estimates for both corn and soybeans.
Yeah, on corn, the estimate came in at 1.2 million to 2 million tons. You had the bean number come in somewhere between 300 and 1.6 million. The beans effectively are just kind of limping along here, whereas the corn is just, it's far and away the best thing we've got to talk about when it comes to exports. The problem is now with the government shutdown, we don't really know. I mean, we know they're good, but we're not getting any additional information to help us know exactly how good they are.
McBride also gave a guess of what the flash sales might have been like for this report.
We did know that for last week, we had flash sales that equated to over 700,000 tons. So that's why we would have guessed we were somewhere in the range of 1.8 million tons for the corn number. On the bean side of things, we're not getting any flash sales out of the beans. So best guess would have been probably somewhere around 700 to a million tons, but we don't even know where that's at.
Navigating the marketplace will be difficult for the time being, but McBride said there's one thing we know for sure. The prices will be very volatile.
Volatility is the right word for it. The overall sentiment just from what we had from Tuesday's report on the corn side of things should have been bearish. You know, adding about 200 million bushels to last year's final number effectively adds 200 million bushels to the new crop number, even though we will see maybe some yield adjustments or maybe an export number adjustment. The problem is we don't have the USDA for right now, so we're kind of flying blind on that.
Much of that volatility will come from price action and any social media posts that are made by the Trump administration about global trade deals.
All we're doing is kind of reacting moment to moment on price action, which ahead of the report was negative, and after the report is just kind of watch the spreads, watch the price action. We started out negative yesterday, and then we got a tweet or a true social post from President Trump that said he was going to be meeting with President Xi of China in 4 weeks, and the big topic or one of the big topics of conversation was going to be soybeans. Well, yeah, it should be. That's the number one item that we sell to the Chinese of all things. It's either airplanes or it's soybeans. So that should be one of the main topics of conversation. And that got the market excited.
However, these trade meetings were announced months ago, so there shouldn't be as big of a reaction as we have been seeing in the markets. McBride said he's concerned about the longevity of this market enthusiasm.
We've known about that meeting coming up for months. We knew that at that APEC meeting in South Korea that the two of these two leaders were going to get together and have a conversation. So it wasn't anything new that we heard. It was just so happened that at the right time, we got a tweet, and it took the market higher, and it's continuing to take the market higher. That's not a bad thing. The problem that I have with this is that it makes it a little bit concerning on whether or not we can hold that type of enthusiasm for the next 4 weeks while we wait for that meeting to happen. We all want higher prices, but are we going up on anything that's real, or is this just a kind of a dead cat bounce, flash in the pan type of movement that's going to effectively disappear in front of our eyes by the end of the week or early next week?
For more marketing information, visit allendale-inc.com. I'm Riley Smith reporting.
Thanks, Riley. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
The dry air mass will remain in place through midweek in our ag weather forecast. Now, a gradual warming trend will send highs back into the 70s by late week, and dew point values will also increase, too. The next best chance for precipitation arrives for the second half of the weekend. Mostly sunny throughout the day. Today, highs 57 to 62. Relative humidities at 33 to 38%. Light winds becoming southeast at 5 to 7. We'll see 11 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear areas of frost possible. Lows 34 to 39. Relative humidities at 89 to 94%. Southeast winds at 5 to 8. For Thursday, sunshine warmer. Highs 62 to 67. Relative humidities at 42 to 47%. South winds at 7 to 12. We'll see 9 hours of sunshine. For Friday, partly sunny, high 65 to 70. Saturday, mostly sunny, high 65 to 70. Sunday, mostly cloudy, a chance of a shower, highs 65 to 70. Monday, partly sunny, another chance of rain showers, highs 65 to 70. Tuesday, partly sunny, another chance of showers, highs 65 to 70.
Wisconsin weather can be a bit of a roller coaster. Are you ready for the ride? No matter how much snow comes our way, you can be prepared with a four-season solution from Tractor Central. John Deere lawn tractors, compact, and utility tractors are built for four-season versatility because you don't have an off-season, and neither do we. Four-season solutions start at just $64.99. Visit Tractor Central today to find out why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Most chickens have internal worms, and you don't need to treat them unless parasite numbers get out of control. Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. Any treatment for worms must be done carefully, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Chicken is alert and active with a good appetite. If you have a bird that's not gaining weight, seems to have a lack of energy, and looks pale, it might have a bad case of worms. Donna Carver is an extension poultry veterinarian at North Carolina State University. She recommends taking a feces sample to your veterinarian, who can identify the parasite and recommend treatment. Unfortunately, there's only one drug that's approved for use in chickens, and it only takes care of roundworms. This means if it's not roundworms, you'll have to use a drug that's labeled for another food animal. Generally, these products aren't harmful to poultry, but the issue is knowing how long the drugs stay in their system. Carver says it's a food safety concern for humans that eat the eggs and meat.
If you've got a laying chicken and she has all those developing follicles in her at any one time and you treat her, how many of those follicles actually absorb some of that drug? And how long would it take for her to ovulate all of those follicles before you could be sure that none of them would have any of the drug?
Carver says probably the best time for worming is when egg production drops off and the hens are about to start molting.
I would suggest that before you start seeing feather loss, but you start seeing decreasing numbers in eggs, you could treat then, and you could cook the eggs and feed them to your animals or whatever you wanted to do, but just don't eat the eggs until after the molt.
Carver says some parasitic infections can be prevented and some can't. Good sanitary practices and keeping chickens in a sunny, dry area will reduce the risk of infection. Learn more about chicken parasites at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former FBI Director James Comey heads to federal court today under the direction from President Trump's newly installed federal prosecutor in Virginia.
Ahead of Comey's arraignment, the Department of Justice has added two assistant U.S. attorneys from out of state to work on the case. An FBI agent was reportedly relieved of duty.